Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the IOSCO and Alcona Conservation District, Eric Brandon, Forester there. How are you today, Eric?
Doing good, Kevin. How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on the show with us. I know it's been a while since we've talked, but big event coming up this Saturday. You've got a snowshoe and winter tree ID going on, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's at going to be at the 80 acres that the Conservation District actually owns out west of Tawas at the end of Bishop Road, and from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right. This Saturday from 1 till 3 out there. Now, I know weather-wise, we've been seeing some stuff that doesn't look too snowy, but still looking at the snowshoe side of this?
You know, it might be what we call in the business, in the forestry trade, we call going barefoot.
Yeah.
You just have your boots on, no snowshoes.
All right, but the winter tree ID part of it definitely enforcing. What are we going to be learning when we come out for this a tree ID session?
Well, how to tell different species of trees, Kevin, by characteristics that are only available to you, like in the wintertime, like bark, branching, buds, instead of just leaves.
Oh, okay, yeah, you know, you don't always think about doing a winter tree ID because summertime they're so beautiful and the weather's so nice and people want to see the leaves and that, but here is, you're right, a great way to identify a tree, not by the leaf, but by what the tree looks like in the winter.
Yep, you know, and it's also a chance to showcase the property, getting people involved with the Conservation District. We have several things to see at the property, too, in the way of forest management. A 12-year-old harvest, a 20-year-old harvest, a 2-year-old harvest. So stuff that's just not in the textbook, but it's going to be right there looking you in the face there, you know, Kevin.
Yeah, and of course, with the temperatures, looks like it's going to be somewhere in the 30s on Saturday. Just a nice day to get out and get some cabin fever blown off you and enjoy the great outdoors in Michigan in the month of February.
I think it's going to be a great day. We'll have a campfire, we'll have hot chocolate, and then some snacks available there, too.
All right, so we just want to remind people, dress appropriately, because this is an outdoor event, so you'll want to make sure that you're dressed comfortably for the weather.
That's for sure.
Now, are we looking at any kind of pre-registration for this, Eric?
You know, it's not necessary. Just show up. If you're wondering where it's at,
yeah.
You know, you could go on the website there. It's ioscoconservation.org. And there's the map and everything going on, and some pictures probably of last year as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's probably the best way to go to try and explain it on the radio how to find it. Better just to go there, and of course, most people have GPS; they can punch that in, and they'll find it without any problem.
That's right. You know, I think the cross street would be Allen Road. So if you're GPSing, the cross street's Allen Road and Bischoff Road.
All right, very good. Right at the end, so you can't miss it. Just follow all the cars that'll be heading that direction.
There you go. We get to the end, we got the tree farm sign up, so it's pretty hard to miss.
There you go. This Saturday, 1 p.m., and again, that's at the Ingalls Forest. Now, if they want more information, Eric, best thing to do, again, is to head to that website, isn't it?
Absolutely, Kevin. Yeah. Once again, that's ioscoconservation.org.
Yeah, and this is a free event, by the way, so everyone's welcome to just come on out and learn more about the trees we have here in Iosco County.
That's a fact, Kevin.
Yeah, there you go. Eric, it's been a pleasure talking to you once again. Forester from the Iosco Conservation District, Eric Brandon. Eric, thank you for joining us today, and we'll look forward to a great day on Saturday.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Hey, thanks for calling. We'll see you on the radio.